So here is the Hall of Famer and a member of the aforementioned Hall of Fame Veterans Committee. Here's our friend Fergie Jenkins. Hiya, Ferg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good, thanks.
So let me get... So we're talking about Pete Rose yesterday, the last couple of days, I guess, since he announced he's applied to the new commissioner of baseball, Mr. Manfred, to reinstate him. And if that were the case, he would then, we presume, become eligible for voting on the Hall of Fame. And we went through a long process, and then at some point I said, well, wait a second. If you didn't stop the clock on Pete Rose when he was suspended in the early 90s, then his time frame for election by the Baseball Writers Association of America would have passed, and then his vote would go directly to you guys on the Veterans Committee. And we don't know whether that's true or not true. What do you know? What do you think? We're supposing here, if Rose was reinstated, do you think you'd get the first crack at deciding whether he gets in?
I believe so, because the time has elapsed, the 15 years with the regular ballot for the
right.
for the 500 reporters, and now his category would be under the Veterans Committee, so it would probably be the 17 individuals on the Veterans Committee that would vote on.
The other part of this equation is a very inaccurate random survey of former players, many of whom, like yourself, played against Pete Rose, almost unanimously have indicated that they would not be in favor of Pete being a member at Cooperstown. As an august member of that great institution, do you have an opinion at this point on Pete Rose?
Well, you know, Hank Aaron brought it up a couple of years ago when we had the dinner
yep.
on the Sunday. And it's been brought up quite a few times. And what Hank Aaron mentioned, that Pete had been punished enough, well over almost 30 years,
yeah.
that when he signed the document to be banned for life. And I think that myself, personally, you know, the public are forgiving individuals. And I just think that if the new commissioner is giving Pete an opportunity now maybe to join Major League Baseball because of the All-Star Game being in Cincinnati, it might help that he might get that opportunity to get his name reinstated. But it's hard to say. The new commissioner's got to vote on it. The owners might have to vote on it also. So it's going to take, I think, a couple of years before you hear a true fact of how Pete's condition and what's going to happen in that manner.
Fergie, in 2004, you wrote an open letter to Pete Rose about, you know, him coming out with the book and admitting his gambling problems, and you seemed at that time to be pretty against him. So is it safe to say you've softened up in the last 11 years or so?
Well, because of the fact that he took 14 years, and ironically, that was his uniform number, to say that he did gamble in baseball. Not against his team, but he did as a manager, you know, had that opportunity to do so. I just think that, as Hank Aaron said, I think he's been punished enough. And by far, I pitched against him 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That I think Pete deserves an opportunity to be a member of the Hall of Fame.
This is pure speculation.
Oh, definitely. I think that, as I said, the commissioner is going to put it to a vote, and then it's probably going to go to
I get
the owners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, but let's speculate on this. If none of this had happened, if the gambling thing either hadn't happened or had never surfaced, Pete Rose retires in, I don't know, 90, 91, whenever, and goes on the ballot. I mean, there's no doubt in your mind he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, is there?
Oh, no doubt. The hitting king, games played. I mean, total bases, by far, I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, yes.
Yeah, and I wanted to put that in context because you would understand that, you know, we are of an age where we can remember Pete Rose. We saw him play. We have a basis from which to judge. But there's a whole generation of baseball fans now who really have no cognizance of what kind of a player this guy was. And I just wanted to put in context from a Hall of Famer yourself that this guy was... I mean, he was as good as they came at that point.
Oh, definitely. I think Pete, Charlie Hustle, he didn't get the nickname Charlie Hustle on a whim. This guy played his heart out. Every team he played for, you know, from Montreal to Philadelphia, Cincinnati. I just think that when people mention the name Pete Rose, and then you now with the media and with all the things that you can bring up on your phone or on your pad, you can see exactly what his career was all about. I think people don't second guess this man can play.
Fergie, I'm just trying to do the math in my head. And if Pete was a first ballot Hall of Famer, would he not have gone in with your class right around that era?
Well, in 91, if you think about it.
Yeah.
With Gaylord Perry, Rod Carew, and Jenkins.
Yeah, and maybe Pete Rose would have been on there, too.
I might have had to wait a year. I might have went in with Tom Seaver.
There you go. There you go. So,
yeah. When you think about it, you're probably right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you look back now, and you've been in the Hall of Fame for almost a quarter century, and
right.
Pete Rose has been waiting for a quarter century. What, for you, if you had to go through a wait like that, what do you think that would be like to have that hanging over your head?
When I first went on the ballot in 89, they put Yastrzemski on bench. Then the following year, they took Palmer and Morgan. So both Gaylord and I had to wait, even though we had more wins than Jim Palmer. And then we went in with Rod. Rod was the first ballot, and Gaylord and I were both the third ballot. You know, when you get the votes, and reporters vote on your future, I mean, it's extremely ironic because of the fact that if Pete would have been on that ballot, for sure, mm-hmm. he would have probably went in first ballot.
Faye Vincent, the former commissioner of baseball, is a regular contributor to this show. He comes on, you know, whenever we call him, a few times a year. And we're always, I'm always respectful of him. I think he's an extremely bright guy. I'm always interested in his take on things, but I don't always agree with him. And he is still quite adamant that, in his mind, Pete Rose's sins should not be forgiven. And he made a point, or tried to make a point the other day, yesterday I think it was, Ferg, that... I'm going to paraphrase, but here's in essence what he said. He said, if we let Pete Rose in, do we have to go back and readdress the White Sox scandal and maybe let Shoeless Joe Jackson in? Do you believe that's the case?
Well, you know, we have a bylaw in Major League Baseball, no gambling in baseball.
Yep.
So it has been a rule that's been held up for years and years and years, and I think that's the reason why Faye Vincent has, to me, brought it up as much, because when Giamatti was the commissioner at the time, and this is the time that Pete signed that affidavit, that ban for life from baseball. So he's holding up what he thinks is true in the game of baseball to keep the integrity there.
Faye mentioned that players like Bob Feller, the late Bob Feller, Warren Spahn, were very much against Pete Rose going into the Hall. Fergie, from your generation, of your peers, I know you mentioned that Hank Aaron sat up and made that speech, but what percentage of your peers would you say would be adamantly against Pete Rose going in?
Oh, it's hard to say the percentage-wise. I'm not sure. It's hard to say. But I can recall when Bob Feller and both Warren Spahn, at times we had the meetings on Sunday because of the Dow report, and it being so incriminating, they swore by Pete does not belong in the Hall of Fame. But I think because now leniency, or how it is with Pete, I just think that you might see a swaying of the vote. And I'm not sure some of the older fellas like Hank and maybe Billy Williams and maybe possibly Jim Bunning, you might see a sway of the vote, but it's hard to say.
How many members are there on the Veterans Committee?
17.
Yeah.
17 members.
And about what, half are players?
Well, when we voted last in San Diego for the golden era, that's what it was, 17 members.
Okay.
Almost 8 years ago, they had the Hall of Famers all vote, all 62 of us had a vote. But since then, it has diminished to now just 17 members.
I know your baseball career is long behind you, but it is that time of year. Here we sit, March the 18th. Spring training is well underway. We're, you know, 2.5 weeks or so away from opening day. Do you start to get twitchy a little bit? Do you still feel it?
No, not really.
No?
You know, I'm in spring training quite a bit with the Cubs.
Yep.
I still work for them. In my foundation, we're in spring training in Mesa. I see these young players. I see how good they are. I see how hard they try to get into good shape to start the season. And, I had my day.
Yeah.
As I said, I had my day in the sun. And I played professionally 21 years.
Yep.
10 years with the Cubs and 6-2 for Texas and Boston. 18 years in the big leagues. You know, it was fun. Now it would probably be grueling for me to try to get myself in good shape, even mentally. I see how hard these guys work to get in shape, and I did all that, and I had fun doing it, but my time has passed.
No, I understand that. I just wondered if you kind of get that special feeling. You know, I spent a lot of years.
Really. I look forward to opening day to go to Chicago and,
yep.
and to maybe throw out the first pitch or just to be part of the ceremony, but that's just part of what goes on now.
Sure.
Are there ever any young prospects in Mesa who look over and one guy will tap the other guy on the shoulder and they'll say, see that guy over there? He won 20 games. And they go, wow, he won 20 games. And then they go, 6 seasons in a row. And their eyes must just bug out because yeah. That does not happen anymore, Fergie.
Right. There have been a few guys. Edwin Jackson, when Samardzija was with the ball club, he said, Ferg, how'd you do it? I said, I was competitive. I went out there every fourth day, and the guys respected my ability, and they scored runs and played great defense for me, and that's the only reason I would win.
Yeah, you had a little bit of talent, too.
That too, but I think that because of the fact that it was only a four-man rotation,
right.
I got that opportunity. I never had a sore arm. I went to the post every game except for the 1 year when my mother passed away in 1968. I missed a couple of starts, but other than that, I was out there pitching.
You were healthy.
I stayed healthy. You're right. For the 21 years as a professional, I never had a sore arm.
That's key. Fergie, I was just going to ask, what's it going to be like around Wrigley without Ernie Banks this season?
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that?
He's going to be sorely missed. He was an ambassador of the game.
Yep.
He loved putting that uniform on. He didn't miss any opening days because he was a Cub, and that's got his name, Mr. Cub. And he had that lot of – he had that respect from the fans and other players when he went on the field. He always got a standing ovation.
Are your Cubbies turning the corner?
I think they are. With the young players they've got now, and they've been really playing well, they've added some different individuals in the pitching staff and a new manager.
Yep.
The front office is really, really hyped on the Cubs. So they look forward to they might win 80 games this season. And I think there's a possibility they could do it.
Well, most people think it's the deepest young organization in all of baseball right now.
They have a great farm system.
Yeah.
And they've got great young players.
Yeah. Well, those guys have to mature and have to develop. And you know that doesn't always happen, but we got you got your fingers crossed.
Definitely. I think because of the spring training now, and they've got young men that have really, really turned a corner. A lot of these guys are looking to break in, and the roster, it's 40 men when you think about it. There's 40 men on the roster, then there's a lot of invitees. But those 25 guys they pick, these young men are going to really play well for the Cubs, I believe.